بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الثالث عن أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أُرِضَتْ علي أعمال أمتي حسنها وسيئها، فوجدت في محاسن أعمالها الأذى يمات عن الطريق، ووجدت في مساوي أعمالها النخات تكون في المسجد لا تدفن. We are still in this chapter of the various types of good deeds that we can do, and that it has been left open for us and a great gallery of good deeds that we can do to achieve the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. There is a third hadith in this chapter, and in this hadith also the narrator is Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the a'mal of my ummah were presented to me. All the good a'mal of my ummah were also presented, and all the bad and wrong deeds of my ummah were also presented to me. Of the good a'mal that I had seen was that a person who removes some things that causes a harmful object from the path, from the road. That was also amongst the good deeds. If we see anything on the road, a stick lying there that will cause inconvenience to people, some stones lying, some thorns or anything, or after a storm, there are those fortunate people who particularly go out on the roads, and all the branches that have fallen on the road, etc., they go and remove them. There are also those fortunate people when driving on the road, they see something lying there which will cause an obstruction to people. They pull up on the side, look for a possible suitable time, and they remove it from there. Whereas most of us will just try and go around it. And that can easily cause a major accident also. When a person, if he's not careful, and he goes and swerves there or something, it can cause a major accident also. So very fortunate are those people when these actions go unnoticed. But they are also very great actions in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, and they were presented as the very good deeds of this ummah to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And on the other hand, he said, وَوَجَدْتُ فِي مَسَاوِئِ عَمَالِهَا. And I also saw the evil actions that my ummah do, and amongst them were even these. أَنُّخَاعَةُ تَكُونُ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ. That somebody blew his nose or took out his thumb and he put his spit in the masjid. Sometimes on the wall of the masjid or on the carpet, etc., especially in the days of before when there were no carpets, it was just sand, the masjid, and a person just spat on the masjid. And he did not cover it up, la tutfan. Of the bad amal, that was also presented to me. And very, very sadly today, till today we will find sometimes some nails in the masjid. Was a person clipping his nails in the masjid or something, and he left it there. But unfortunately we find that. Other dirt also we find in the masjid. And especially people with their long, long kurtas or trousers which sweep the streets. And then we bring that dirt into the masjid. And we are thinking we are being very pious wearing so long clothes. Whereas that is a sign of pride of a person. In any case, it is haram. And even worse, we bring the dirt from the outside into the masjid with that long clothing of ours. So all this dirt, that is also that also has been described as amongst the bad things. From that we learn to keep the masjid clean and tidy. Particular emphasis has been laid in the Quran Sharif itself and in the hadith to keep the masajid clean and tidy, and to keep the masajid in such a way that who those people want to make ibadah, they don't find any difficulty. For example, not only this other dirt, but noise pollution, which today our masjids are filled with. Whether it is perhaps even after a tablighi bayan and tashkil takes place, many times lot of noise takes place at that time. after a nikah, for example, and when the parties start meeting one another, we seem to immediately forget we are in the masjid, and we are thinking we are in some fish market or at the stock exchange or something. The way everyone is shouting and screaming. So those are very, very uncouth and uncivilized things for a civilized ummah. This ummah is a ummah that has come out of jahiliyyah into ilm, into knowledge. So it is a civilized ummah it is supposed to be. And for us to do such uncivilized things is very, very wrong for us. So we should be very careful about these things. And all these amal are presented to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how sad if any of our deeds we might do it quietly. We might even prick our noses and the dirt that comes out, we just rub it on the musalla. That is very, very bad or extremely bad also. So all that we should be very careful of, that none of our dirt must come into the masjid. In fact, we must be said, if they eat some dirt, not to call up the muazzin or the cleaner and shout at him, but that we clean it ourselves. Of course, where it is necessary, we should inform the cleaner to clean the masjid properly. But that we should also, that little bit, whatever dirt we can pick up. And that is a great ibadat. In fact, of one of the great qualities of Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah alayhi, that whatever little dirt he thinks he should see in the masjid, some grass or some anything, he should pick it up, he should make a point to pick it up. The same way, and it is very sad, we will find something is lying even in the masjid. All of us will walk past it. Nobody gets the tawfiq to pick it up. If it is our house, even if it is the pathway outside the house and we see some dirt, we will make sure we pick it up. It's my house. My house must be clean. And unless house is not my house. Unless house is just like some place that we have no care for. Whereas the house of Allah, which should be very dear to us, and the cleanliness of the house of Allah must be also very dear to us. On the other hand, of course, in the upkeep of the masjid, we should not go to extravagance also. Today we want to match everything. If the towns are maroon, the soap must be maroon. And then our tiles also must match with that. Everything we want matching like that. We shouldn't go to those extremes also. Everything should be neat and tidy, not fancy and not copying other people. And we should see that the masjid is comfortable for the musallis. When it is cold, to have some heating facilities. When it is hot, to have some cooling facilities. So that the musallis and those who want to make ibadat can do it in comfort and ease. They can make their ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness. Subhanallah.